This is I Know You of Old, a Much Ado About Nothing fanfic written by Imaginary Golux and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Beatrice Benedict, with additional tags for alternate universe, pirates, banter, established relationship, and was written for the February Ficlet Challenge 2023. Summary. Captain Beatrice of the Ape Leader and Captain Benedict of the Jade's Trick have a somewhat contentious marriage. It's a foggy night and they haven't seen us, the captain says. We'll ease up next to them as dawn breaks and go over the rails. If we're quick about it, they ought to give in without a fight. The plan works perfectly, of course, because the captain's plans always do. Right up until the point where the crew stands up from behind the rail, grappling hooks and swords in hand, to discover the other ship's crew doing the exact same thing. Oh, for the love of God! Captain Beatrice says, as a few grappling hooks from both sides clank into place, their throwers having been a little quicker off the mark than anyone else. You bastard!
Me, bastard!
Captain Benedict retorts in furious indignation. Why is this my fault, wench?
You're the one who's always bragging about your eagle eyes, Captain Beatrice snarls, going over the rails in a beautiful leap.
Captain Benedict backs up 3 paces to give her room to land, and then they're going at it hammer and tongs, arguing furiously even as their swords clash.
Should we follow her?
One of Captain Beatrice's newest recruits asks nervously.
Nah, Margaret, the second mate, shrugs. Oi, you lot! Come on over and let them have the deck. We've got a good batch of grog.
Don't mind if we do, her counterpart on Captain Benedict's ship says cheerfully. And a few minutes later, both crews are sprawled on the deck of Captain Beatrice's Ape Leader, sharing grog and the limes of Captain Benedict's crew picked up from Tortuga last week. Over on the Jade's Trick, the captains are taking advantage of the wide-open deck to perform remarkable feats of acrobatics in between passes with blades or tongues.
What is happening?
The new recruit asks plaintively.
Captain Beatrice and that bastard are married, Margaret explains, grinning. They've got a running contest who can take more prizes. And they do this every time they meet up.
Word of advice,
one of Captain Benedict's men puts in.
Once they head into the captain's cabin, don't go looking for them until they come out again.
Scarred for life,
someone else mutters, looking ill.
Did the captain stab you?
The recruit breathes.
No,
Margaret assures her.
Just some things once seen cannot ever be unseen.
Over on the Jade's Trick, Captain Beatrice trips over a coil of rope, turns her tumble into a roll, and comes up with her sword held to Captain Benedict's throat. Captain Benedict throws his sword down in disgust. Captain Beatrice sheathes hers with a whoop of triumph. Captain Benedict promptly picks her up over one shoulder and strides off toward his cabin as she excoriates his appearance, history, and bloodline. The tirade cuts off abruptly as the door closes.
And now we sing, Captain Benedict's man says. Loudly.
Margaret nods vigorously and starts a rousing chorus of Sigh No More.
It very nearly drowns out the sounds of the captains making up after their most recent fight.
The end. Reader's Notes. This podfic was recorded for Voice Team Mystery Box 2023 Day 4 Challenge Get Your Feet Wet,
which requires that I record an audio fan work in a fan room that I have never recorded in before. And I have, like, a stupid number of one-off fandoms because I am about the points, and Amplificathon, years ago though it was all about that. So it was difficult for me to find a fandom I have not recorded in, and then I was like, oh, you know who does all of those little things? Imaginary Golux does, and they have blanket permission. I could do individual Disney fandoms. And then I was like, no, you love Much Ado About Nothing. How have you never recorded anything for this? So, yes, basically, I am going through all of Imaginary Golux's Much Ado About Nothing, and recording as many as I need to make points. Because I can. So thank you for having blanket permission. And thank you, the listener, for listening. Stick around. Find a couple more fics in this fandom. Beatrice, Benedict, shenanigans! But yes, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.